Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. Basically, life is messy, and here we learn to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together. And just to get us started, I'll go first. And today, I am getting to go first with Bethany McDaniel. She is the founder and creator of Primally Pure Skincare. It was so much fun to get to talk with her, really hear the backstory of her company, because I just geek out over that kind of thing. Plus, I love this brand because it mixes wellness with beauty. It's a really clean skincare brand. Plus, they have things for your home. They have an awesome deodorant, the first natural deodorant I've ever tried that has actually worked, and so many other tools that I have been using recently and really liking. So I was so excited to be able to jump on a call with her and really dive into this whole skincare world. And we get to talk about a lot of things about the industry in general, because we see so many products out there these days that are called natural and clean, but we really kind of get to the bottom of what does that actually mean? And how do you really know that the products that you are buying are as clean as they say they are? So it was a really insightful conversation. I think it will be beneficial for people who are just getting started on a more clean skincare journey, or people who are even farther down the road like I am. I think it's a really fun conversation and I can't wait for you guys to hear it, especially the ending. I loved getting to hear what a day in her life looks like. It's like my dream day. So you're gonna want to stick around for the end. But before we get there, I also wanna mention, you guys, we're having so much fun in Patreon this year. The first week of the year got us off to a really great start. We are using our trackers to be keeping track of things in our lives. I know I have found mine so personally beneficial. This month, in the month of January, the tracking planner that I have created that will be released every single month, it is for every single level. Every single level in Patreon gets access to it in the month of January, so everyone can get their feet wet and see if they like it and see if they want to be able to access it in future months. We also opened up office hours for our Eliza level patrons. And so that is 2 times a week. I'm just like in a Zoom call for an hour and people can hop in there at their leisure, whatever time throughout that hour that works for them, and ask any questions, get personalized help on planning or goal setting or tracking or whatever it is that they are needing help with. I'm there to just like spitfire with them and brainstorm and help them to work through some of those things. So we did that for the first time last week. It was so much fun. We had a great turnout. We just had a great time. We've been having a lot of new ladies signing up for Patreon, which is so much fun to see. It's such a great community. And then when we get to welcome in new ladies who are of that Live Well Anyway mindset, it is just such a blast to get to see new faces and just continue to grow this community. So if that is something that sounds like you want to be a part of it, we want you to come and join us over on Patreon. You can get in for as little as $5 a month and then be a part of all of our lives. And like I said, you can access that tracking planner this month. We would love to have you go over to patreon.com/livewelltogether. That's patreon.com/livewelltogether. And of course, I have links right from my website as well, mackenziecoppa.com. So get on over there and join us. We have so much fun. All right, but without further ado, let's get on with this episode with Bethany McDaniel of Primally Pure. Welcome, Bethany.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be on.
I am so excited to have you today. Just reading on your website, I was like, oh, I think this girl and I have had some similar journeys when we became mamas and stuff. So I'm so excited to talk to you about your brand and how you got it where it is. But I also have been using your brand, Primally Pure, and I'm so excited to talk about it because I'm really enjoying the products and I think it's going to be a really fun conversation today.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. So happy to hear that.
Yeah. So I want to launch really in with, how did this all start? How did you get where you are? You obviously didn't start this way. You probably had some sort of transformation at some point about like realizing what was in skincare products. I think a lot of us did that didn't really know this stuff growing up. And so I would love to hear sort of your origin story.
Totally. Yeah. Like you mentioned, I think a lot of us just grow up using the products that are sold at the drugstore, the grocery store. And we just assume that because it's available for sale, that it's safe. And I mean, that was certainly the case with me. I struggled with acne in junior high and high school and pretty much tried every single product that I saw on TV, on commercials. And you know, when one thing didn't work, I would just try the next thing. And I just kept trying and trying and trying, and eventually saw a dermatologist and was prescribed different creams and ointments and even round after round of antibiotic to help with my acne, which I didn't know at the time was really harming the good bacteria in my gut and just was really detrimental to my gut, and which in turn compromised my overall health and led to even worse issues with my skin. So at some point along that way, I kind of instinctually knew there had to be more to it than just slapping some chemicals on my face, but I just didn't have access to better information at the time. So I kind of kept going along the conventional route until college. I started working at Trader Joe's, and we sold jojoba oil at Trader Joe's. And, you know, I had oily acne prone skin. So the thought of putting oil on my skin was something I had never considered, but yeah. A coworker encouraged me to try it. So I gave up my conventional moisturizer and tried jojoba oil and just noticed immediately such a difference in the health of my skin. It felt more balanced than ever before. And a little bit later, I realized why, which was because for those of us that do have oily skin, we think we want to strip our skin of oil. But in reality, when we do that, it causes the skin to overproduce oil and causes it to be even more oily. So I didn't know that at the time. But once I started using the jojoba oil, I definitely saw a big difference. And then a few years later, I changed my diet. I gave up a lot of processed inflammatory foods and noticed a huge improvement in the health of my skin after doing that. And that kind of got me on this path to really question the conventional skincare products on the market. I went through kind of the phase of questioning the foods that I had grown up eating and realizing that a lot of the things that I thought were really healthy actually aren't. Mm-hmm. And then went through that same process with skincare and personal care items. And one of the biggest offenders that I came across was deodorant. Mm-hmm. Deodorant has, yeah, as you know, a lot of harmful toxic chemicals in it. And not only are the ingredients really harmful, but we also apply deodorant on a really sensitive part of the body that contains a lot of lymph nodes and it's really close to our breast tissue. It's a really absorptive area. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of the first product that I tried to create. And I was kind of tinkering with a lot of stuff at the time, but I really wanted to make a good natural deodorant. I had been using just coconut oil and baking soda on myself, which works great. But I wanted my husband to do the same thing and he didn't want to do that. So I was determined to create a natural stick deodorant that worked and went through probably hundreds of iterations until I had one that I was really happy with and wanted to share with the world. So I did that. I started selling deodorant on my husband's family farm's website. And it just kind of started taking off. I sold deodorant and then quickly started selling a few other products as well, lip balm, body butter. And that was in 2015. And at that time I was making everything in my kitchen and shipping products out of another bedroom and labeling them in the living room, and the whole house was basically primarily pure. And about a year into starting the business, right before I gave birth to our older daughter, I moved the company out of my house and into a separate office warehouse space. And then 2 years later, we moved into our headquarters, the space that we're currently at. And we still do all of our manufacturing in-house. We have a team of skincare chefs that make everything. We have a shipping team that ships all the products out. We have marketing, customer service that they're kind of part remote and partly in the office. And then we opened a spa up at our headquarters too. So it's
wow.
It's been really fun to connect with customers in our community in that way.
Yeah, that's especially with today's world where so much of everything has transitioned to online and not really meeting people. And it's great to have a basis that is, you know, worldwide, but when you actually get to connect with people locally, it's just such a different thing. So that's awesome that you got to bring in that aspect of it as well.
Thanks. Yeah, we really enjoyed that too.
Well, I have to say, so I tried your deodorant and I had my doubts because I have been on the crunchier side of things, I would say, for 15 years. Like since I had my oldest son, that's when I went through my house and like eradicated all the products and started looking for different things and, you know, really started to open my eyes to what was out there and what chemicals we were being exposed to and all of that. But I've tried my fair share of natural deodorants and not had them work and just been like, forget it. This is like the one thing that I'm not willing to, you know, I'm not willing to smell like a hippie. Like I just want to smell normal. And yours is the first deodorant that I legit am using and it's working. And I'm shocked every day where I'm like, am I still okay? And I am. And I'm really impressed and so thrilled to finally find a product that is working. That's amazing. So
good.
Well done.
I'm so happy to hear that. That's awesome. I know deodorant is a tough one. It's definitely, it's a hard one to compromise on if the product isn't working well, for sure.
Yeah. Cause I mean, it's something I think we're all so self-conscious about and we really want to like make sure of, and it's just, it's one of those things that really kind of flies in the face of what we've all grown up knowing or doing. And also, I mean, when I started my journey 15 years ago, there was not the market that there is today. Like it was still on that cusp of things starting to change and people starting to be more aware. But unless you were looking for like really grassroots companies, there wasn't a lot out there. And so I love seeing companies like yours that have now really taken off and there's such a market for them that you even have a spa and all of that kind of thing, which I think is also really interesting. I want to hit on this. Like you have a whole skincare line and it's very like customizable to what type of skin that you have. But something really unique about your company is that you have an in-house esthetician, correct?
Yeah.
So how did all that come about?
Yeah, gosh. It was such a God thing, really. When I started the company, a few years into starting the company, I got this email from a girl and not a girl, a woman. And she was just interested in like what I was doing. And the company was very small at the time. I think I had maybe 2 employees. And she just wanted like a part of it. She had saw us in some magazine that also really random that they even happened to reach out to us and featured us, but she had happened to see us in this magazine and reached out, and she had an esthetician background, but was just willing to do anything. So she came in, I interviewed her, loved her, brought her in as a shipping person. I needed shipping at the time. So she was living in Orange County. We're located in Temecula, so it's about an hour away. And she would drive out to Temecula from Orange County like 2 days a week just to ship products.
Wow.
And it was like such a cool gesture on her end to like be a part of what we were doing. And then she started doing some work with reaching out to influencers and some other marketing stuff, and then started writing blog posts for us and really started taking on most of the content that we were creating and a lot of the marketing stuff. But her dream was always to open a spa. That was kind of always like something that was in the back of her mind and mine as well. And she started attending some different types of trainings and became trained in gua sha and herbal poultice and manual lymphatic drainage and all sorts of amazing holistic skin treatments. And then she started giving treatments to our team. So we had, her office was called the spa office. It was part spa, part office. And she would do this a couple times a week for everyone on the team, would just give us facials. It was the best.
Wow.
Yeah, it was so fun. And that was just kind of a way for her to keep practicing these techniques that she had learned, and also just to like treat the team to her amazing facials. And it was around the time that we were looking at new spaces, when we just finally decided, like, let's find a space that we can use for a spa. Like, let's move into a new headquarters that has enough space for us to open a spa. And we were looking for a while, almost pulled the trigger on a few different places, and then we found our current space, and right away it just felt super perfect, and it had plenty of room for us to create a spa. So that's what we did. And we opened a spa about 6 months after moving into the current space. And yeah, it's been such a fun journey. It's really fun, like I mentioned earlier, just getting to know our customers, and also hosting influencers, either local influencers or influencers that visit. And we've had a lot of different events and parties in the spa area. So it's just been such a fun extension of our brand.
Yeah, that is so much fun and so cool that she got in on that very like ground floor shipping place. Like, how cool that she just wanted to be involved in it. Like, she saw what you were doing and wanted in. That's really, really neat. So has she been a part then of you developing the skincare line as well?
Yeah, she has helped with some of that stuff. And that's actually been another really fun component of the spa, is that we use it for R&D. So when we came out with a lot of our skin specific products over the last couple of years, products that we designed to treat specific skin types, or skin states, as we like to call them, because our skin is always changing. Mm-hmm. We tested a lot of like the earlier versions of those products in guests at the spa. So it's been an awesome way to kind of gather feedback, like live feedback from people as Courtney's applying the products, for her to like hear what they're saying about the scent, the texture, and then afterwards, like how our guests feel like the products worked on their skin. It's been a really cool way to get that feedback. And then for Courtney to kind of give suggestions on maybe adjustments that we can make.
That's really neat. Ladies, we do not have to be slaves to the whims of our hormones anymore, because now there is Bonafide. Bonafide was created to give women an alternative to effectively relieve the symptoms that accompany hormonal fluctuations within our bodies. Because we all get them from PMS all the way through to menopause. We all have stuff to deal with over the years. And Bonafide wants to provide women with naturally powerful remedies to safely treat all of these natural symptoms that occur throughout our lives. So whatever it is that you are dealing with, whether it's vaginal dryness, or you are having hot flashes or night sweats, and you need to improve your sleep, if you're having some itching down there, or any other kind of thing that could be related to your hormones, Bonafide has something to help. They have created non-prescription solutions that treat women's health issues using ingredients from nature as often as they can to maximize effectiveness and relief. The ingredients in every Bonafide product are the result of thorough research, development, and clinical trials, resulting in every product being scientifically validated. And safety is their top priority. All products are made with safe yet powerful ingredients, completely free from hormones, yes ma'am, and without alarming side effects. They are recommended by over 8,300 doctors and used by over 333,000 women. So give Bonafide a try today. No hormones and no prescription required. Real relief without compromise. To get 20% off your first purchase when you subscribe to any product, go to hellobonafide.com and use promo code LIVEWELL. That's hello, BONAFIDE.com and code LIVEWELL. That's LIVEWELL for 20% off at checkout. For best prices and free shipping, go directly to the HelloBonafide.com website. This is their best offer anywhere, so check it out and use my promo code LIVEWELL. And thank you to Bonafide for sponsoring LIVEWELL Anyway. I know that as I was looking at everything, because I'm like, I love skincare and I love makeup, but I'm always looking at the latest things and what's coming out. And so it was so fun to just kind of like dive in with your skincare and look at all of it and to be trying all of it. And I really loved, because I've been a big proponent of this for a long time, but that you guys actually talk about double cleansing and how important that is. And you actually have like a set to do double cleansing. Like, how did that whole thing come up?
Yeah, that was all Courtney, actually. She introduced us to double cleansing. And, you know, once she started talking about it and getting excited about it, I think that's always just contagious. And everyone mm-hmm. on the team like started doing it and realized how amazing it was and how deep of a clean it gets you. And so, once we were all like excited about it, we just had to create a product line, make it easier for our customers to participate.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that on top of you guys having really good products, I've been really impressed with the education level you seem to provide to customers. Like, even when I bought the deodorant, I received an email saying like, okay, this is what you can expect from transitioning to a natural deodorant. And when I bought one of your gua sha stones and a roller, and I got like a little pamphlet that came with it saying, this is how you should use it, and these are recommendations, and these are different points of your face. And it had like a little diagram and everything. And your blog is also so well done and informative. Why has that been such an important part of your company?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for noticing that. It is something that we care about a lot. And I think that stems from a few different things. One, my background is in copywriting. So before I started this company, I was a freelance writer, and I would write blog posts for all kinds of different companies. So I knew the importance of building trust and providing valuable information. I knew how important that was to attract and retain customers. And I think also being in the natural skincare industry, there's one, the need to educate customers on like the why behind mm-hmm. using natural products and why that matters and why it's better for your health to use products that don't contain toxic ingredients. And then two, just educating people on how to use the products is important, because they are different a lot of times. They're different than the products that a lot of us grew up using. So mm-hmm. I think it's important to build that trust. And also it's like just critical in people, the why piece is critical. And then also like the usability, the information on how to use the product is super important, so that people know what to expect. And with a deodorant, like I think the biggest misconception is that deodorant is supposed to stop you from sweating. And it's mm-hmm. like, no, that's not the case. Sweating is actually a really good thing. It's one of the most important ways that our body detoxes, but it's not what we're used to with conventional deodorant, because most conventional deodorants completely stop us from sweating. So it's things like that that are just a little bit different with natural products and important stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I really agree. And I think, you know, like I said, I've been kind of on this natural journey for like 15 years now, and there's always something new to learn. But then I think I sometimes get in that frame of mind, like, oh, this is stuff just like everybody knows. But then I realize like, oh, not everybody's been doing this as long as I have been. And so a lot of this is new information. And so it's so great to be able to point to that information when people are like, wait, what? I'm like, oh yeah, this isn't, I guess I am weirder than I realized.
I know, I'm the same. And I can't even imagine 15 years. I mean, there was like nothing back then.
I feel like
there wasn't much when I started on this journey, which was about 10 years ago, but man, you've been at it a while.
I have. Well, it was when I had my first son, and somebody tipped me off to what was in diapers. And I was like, wait, what? Like, I had no idea of the chemicals and whatever. And even the diaper landscape has changed a lot in 15 years. And thank the Lord, I don't have to deal with that anymore. But I ended up switching over to cloth diapering and, you know, like I got I got super, super crunchy. But I think that you get in there and then you just start thinking that's normal. Like everybody knows, and you forget. But yeah, I made a lot of stuff myself in the beginning, and now I'm more like, I don't have time to make it. I'm going to buy it from somebody else who's figured it out. And so that's one of the reasons I really like your company, because it's like, okay, this is like as clean can be, but I don't have to go make it in my own kitchen. I can let you guys figure it out. But so with that though, I mean, kind of as we're talking, yes, things have changed a ton in 15 years. There's way more companies, there's way more options, but there's also a lot of companies saying like, oh yeah, well, this is clean, or this is natural, or this is fine, or, you know, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they are. Not every product, even products who say they're organic or clean or natural, are created equally. And so can we talk about that for a second of when people are looking for good products and products they can trust and that aren't going to have, you know, nasty ingredients, how do they start looking? What do they need to be aware of?
Yeah, great question. There is so much confusion out there nowadays, and there are some really helpful resources that people can look into to kind of help decipher the safety of various ingredients and things like that. There's Environmental Working Group, there's Think Dirty. But kind of like how we approach it is, rather than trying to stay privy to the never-ending list of chemicals to avoid, and new chemicals are constantly being created, like it's a hard thing to keep up with. And rather than trying to always stay on top of that, like, why not use products that have ingredients that are easily recognizable, easy to understand, and ingredients that you just know what they are by looking at them, like ingredients that you don't have to Google is kind of how we like to say it. And so that's what we focus on. We use ingredients that when you look at our ingredient list, you may not know like what every type of oil is that we use. I mean, you may not have heard of, let's see, like sea buckthorn oil, but you know kind of what it is. It's made from buckthorn plant. They're not these long chemical names that make no sense. So that's how we like to approach it. And then beyond that, if people are wanting to look into stuff, you know, other products or whatnot, we always say, look at the first five ingredients and make sure that those ingredients are ingredients that you know and trust, because those are what is going to make up the bulk of what the product is. And sometimes companies can be really tricky with marketing. They'll say things like made with shea butter or made with coconut oil. And if you turn the product around and look at the label, and that ingredient that they're advertising is like the last one listed under 20 different chemicals, that's a good indication that it's probably not a product you should be using. There's only a tiny amount of that natural ingredient, and they're really just using it for marketing purposes.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I knew that like the first ingredients on the list were the majority ones, but I hadn't even thought about like, oh, they're just going to like sneak that in there at the end. Like, see, we put a half a teaspoon in your product. We're good to go.
Exactly.
Something else I really appreciate about all the products that I got from you guys was also that it says like best if used within this amount of time. And I think that's really important too, to know like, okay, not only is this fresh, but they're not using a ton of chemicals to make things last for an inordinate amount of time. It should have like an expiration date. There should be a point that this is not going to be a good product anymore. And I think that we kind of have gotten in that frame of mind where like it should just last forever. But if you're using like good oils and that sort of thing, there is only a certain amount of time that they're going to be good for.
Yep. That's very true. And we make everything super fresh. Like I mentioned, we do it all in-house. So our products aren't made at like a third party warehouse sitting around for who knows how long. We do everything here, and we ship everything within a few weeks or less of it being made.
That's really awesome. I just love that you know that it's going to be fresh. That's, I mean, you can't get that from the bigger companies that you're going to find at like Target or whatever. Really nice.
That's a big part of why we don't sell in stores also, because we get approached all the time, but we like selling direct to consumer because we can control the freshness. Like we know our products aren't going to be sitting around on a shelf for several weeks or several months before it ends up in the customer's hand.
Yeah, that's awesome. Ladies, I don't know what it is, if it's the accents or the tea or the driving on the wrong side of the road, but no matter what it is, I just love British TV, and I'm getting my fill of it and then some with Acorn TV. Acorn TV is the largest commercial-free British streaming service that features compelling stories, exclusive premieres, and originals you won't find anywhere else. Acorn TV has hundreds of exclusive shows from around the world, including award-winning mysteries, dramas, comedies, history, and so much more. The series you find on Acorn TV are cleverly written, visually striking, and feature renowned actors and hosts like David Tennant and Mary Berry. Personally, I'm super excited because I got a little screener of a new show called Under the Vines. It just wrapped up season one. It is starring Rebecca Gibney and Charles Edwards. This dramedy follows two unlikely city slickers who inherited a failing vineyard in rural New Zealand. Despite neither of them having ever done a hard day's work in their lives and both despising the other, they must somehow make the vineyard successful so they can sell up, split up, and get out of there. I love these kinds of shows. And with the accents and all of the fun scenery, it is just such a fun program to be able to sink your teeth into. And you can get thousands of hours of new, enthralling content just like that on Acorn TV for a fraction of the cost compared to most streaming services at just $5.99 a month. And I personally love that I can watch it wherever I want to. I can have it on my TV, I can have it on my computer, I can have it on my phone, I can watch it while my girls are in ballet. It's so easy for me to access wherever I am in our very on-the-go life. With Acorn TV, I always get my British fix, and you can too. Try Acorn TV free for 30 days by going to acorn.tv and using my promo code LIVEWELL. But you have to enter the code in all lowercase letters. That's ACORN.TV, promo code LIVEWELL to get your first 30 days for free. Acorn.tv, code LIVEWELL, and thank you to Acorn TV for sponsoring LIVEWELL Anyway. So, can you give us some recommendations? It's the middle of winter right now, and I know our skin changes a lot because of the seasons. So, is there something specific that you would recommend to people right now in the winter months that is like going to be super nourishing to their skin?
Yeah, great question. Our esthetician has written about this a lot. Every year, she'll kind of create some tips for people. So people can definitely check those out on our blog. And I would just say, I think it's really insightful that you even bring this up and mention the changes in our skin, because I think a lot of times people will still classify themselves as like the skin type they had in high school or in college and not take time to realize that our skin is always changing. It changes as we get older, it changes with the seasons. And so I think it's really important to continue adjusting to those changes instead of just assuming that our skin is the same as it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So we have a quiz on our website that's really helpful for folks just to go in and kind of assess like what is your skin telling you right now? It has a series of questions that can kind of help you discover what your skin state is at the current moment. And then based on your results, we'll recommend different products, different lifestyle tips, things like that, that you can implement. Mm-hmm. But I would say in the wintertime, just across the board, it's always a good idea to be drinking more water, working on that hydration from the inside out, and also using a little bit thicker of products to moisturize the skin. So I really love, I'm using our plumping serum. And then I'll use actually some baby balm on top of that around my eye area, especially. And it's probably like our most nourishing, hydrating product that we have. And I use it pretty much year round, but I'm more intentional about lathering that on in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. I really like it. I've been using your plumping serum as well. And it just feels like it's really nice for under makeup, I think, because it's not too heavy to then be putting on a face of makeup, but it also feels like super hydrating for the day. So I really like that also. Now, have you guys dealt with much as far as aging skin?
Yeah, we really started focusing on things like gua sha and facial dry brushing, these modalities that you can go to a spa like ours and get gua sha treatments or treatments that use these different techniques, but it's also something that everyone can do at home. So for aging skin, like definitely our plumping line is incredible, and our plumping mask, like our plumping serum and our plumping mask are two of my favorite products. Just the astaxanthin in our serum is such a powerful antioxidant to fight signs of aging. And then the, it's so ridiculous that I don't know how to say this, but it's spelled like it's pronounced like bakuchiol. It's gaining more popularity as a retinol alternative.
Oh, nice. In the
skincare space. So yeah, just another really incredible ingredient to slow and decrease signs of aging. So definitely like our plumping line. And then if layering in a modality like gua sha on top of that a few times a week, as much as possible, is going to open up lymphatic pathways, help cells to communicate better between each other. And it's really powerful for slowing signs of aging also.
Yeah. I've done gua sha for maybe a couple years now, but a little bit more hit and miss. And then I just recently got your guys' stone and then also your roller, which I really like, your jade roller, because it's bumpy. It's not like smooth, which I feel like I need that extra, like get in there, break up that fascia and like get the lymph moving and everything. But I have been sticking with it more, and I really like your stone because it has the comb edge on it as well. And so I really feel like I can go in and like target some of those areas where I'm starting to develop wrinkles and that sort of thing. And I have to say, like somebody even messaged me the other day and like, does gua sha really like do anything? Do you see any difference from it? And I think I will see greater differences over time from doing it more consistently, but even just like that immediate change that I see in my face, like if I just do half my face, then I see such a difference in like morning swelling and just the contours of my face and all that kind of thing. It really does make a big difference.
Yeah, it totally does. Yeah. And it's, it's so crazy after getting a gua sha facial, because I never spend like the amount of time doing it that Courtney does when she gives me a facial.
Sure.
Like I'll spend like 10 minutes on it, but
after
getting it done in a facial, oh my gosh, it feels like I lost 5 pounds in my face. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. And it's also, I mean, it has health benefits because you're helping to get that lymph moving through there. And so like anytime that I can justify like, hey, this thing I'm doing for my face to look better, it's actually just really good for me.
Yeah.
I like being able to have a 2-for-1.
Yeah, it's so true. I don't think we realize the amount of tension that we carry in our face. Just from the different expressions we make and emotions that are stored in our face, like, and gua sha just really helps to break all that up and kind of like reset and refresh.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's important because it's not just for your face, like you do it down your neck and everything as well. And I've been having some chronic issues with my neck for about a year now. And I got to say, when I'm doing the gua sha really frequently and staying on it consistently, I even see a difference in how my neck is feeling.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So you also create more than just face and body products. You guys also have home products. So where did that develop out of?
That was just kind of something that I always thought would be really fun, to have a different blend, essential oil blend for each season, and kind of build some home products around that blend. So that's what we did. We sped up that launch a little bit. It was just something I always wanted to do. And then in 2020, when COVID hit and people were spending more time at home, I thought it'd be fun to try and release that line sometime during the course of the year. And we ended up launching our home products with our summer line in 2020. And then fall shortly after that, and then winter, and then spring. And so we're in year two, well, I guess coming up on year three of our home products. And it's been awesome. We've seen a really positive response to them. And I know personally, I really enjoy using blends that are like specific to the season I'm in, mm-hmm. and anticipating the next season and the next aroma profile that we'll be coming out with. So yeah, it's been a really fun product launch.
Yeah. Do you change every year? Do you change like what the fall scent is, or is it you just like come back out with those in the fall again?
Yeah, we just re-release them.
Okay.
The same blends every year.
I think that's fun. I have a friend who is like really good about doing this, like so much so that she has her scent profiles that she does for every season. Like she always lights the same candle on the first day of school. It's Katie Duckett, for anybody listening to the show. She's on the show all the time, but she lights the same candle to the point where her kids now like come out of their bedrooms on the first day of school and they're like, smells like the first day of school. They like so associated so cool. with all of those different things that she's yeah. like so been so purposeful about creating those scents tied to like memories and certain that. Things happening in their lives. So there really is like something to it. It's kind of like shaping your legacy sure. and what your kids remember. And I love that too. I just haven't been as like super intentional about it as she has. And so I love that you guys are coming out with the same ones every year, because it does that same sort of thing. Like, oh, okay, now it's fall. Now we've got our fall scent back, and now it's, you know, exactly. winter. And that's yeah, awesome.
That's exactly right. I love that your friend does that. That's so cool that your kids are like recognizing that scent.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I still will have things like trigger scents, like memories from my childhood, you know, when you just have like that one-off scent. And so it's fun that she's done that. And you guys have like really created a line to just make that simple for people to do and have in their home. All right, ladies, it's a new year, and I think we are all more aware than ever before that there is nothing more important than taking care of ourselves. Because if you're not feeling your best, you can't do your best. You can't take care of the people in your life, and you can't get the things done that you want to get done. And Sambucol helps you feel your best with powerful immune support powered by nature's superfruit, black elderberry. You know, we take a lot of supplements around here to help support things, and Sambucol has become a backbone of the things that we are taking, especially during this winter season, to keep me and my kids at our absolute best. I love it because it's so simple, it tastes good, and it helps me know that I'm supporting my immune system, because this mama ain't got time to be taken off work or to be down and not be able to take care of these kiddos. In our household, the gummies are a huge hit. My kids love taking those, and I typically turn to either the drink powder or to the liquid because it's just easy for me to get down quickly, and I can combine it with other things if I want to. We just take ours first thing in the morning before we head off to school and I get into work, and it is the perfect thing to help me feel like I am staying on top of things right from the get-go of the day. So if you want to be supporting your immune system and your family's immune systems, get 15% off your next order of $9.99 or more at sambucolusa.com, and then use the code LIVEWELL15 at checkout for 15% off. Again, that's 15% off with LIVEWELL15 at sambucolusa.com, and I just want to thank Sambucol for sponsoring Live Well Anyway. Okay, so you're obviously a busy working mom. You've got this amazing business. What does a typical day look like for you?
Good question. I've been a little bit thrown off of my routine lately because we moved recently, and the holidays, we moved like right before Christmas, and Yeah, it was just like a crazy couple of weeks. So I feel like I'm finally getting back into a rhythm. So I'll kind of tell you what my ideal daily rhythm is.
Okay.
Ideally, I'm up at 5 a.m. and I'll turn the sauna on, our infrared sauna, right when I wake up. And yeah, it's the best. It's my favorite purchase of the last few years. Best health investment ever, in my opinion.
I bet. And it's on my list. I want one so bad.
Yeah, you'll love it. It's incredible. It just like, if I'm ever feeling like a sickness coming on, or if I didn't get a great night's sleep, I feel like after I go in, I'm just a new person. So
that's awesome.
Awesome. So while I'm waiting for that to warm up, I will do some red light therapy. And while I'm doing that, I do some breathing stuff. And then
Red lights do you use? What company?
I use the Juve.
Okay.
Yeah. So I just do 10 minutes of that. And then while I'm doing it, I do Wim Hof breathing. It takes about 10 minutes. So
okay.
I always try to like line up as many things together as I can.
Totally.
So I'll do that. And then I'll spend some time reading the Bible. Maybe also like a nonfiction book. I try to read fiction at night, nonfiction in the morning, because reading fiction at night helps me sleep better. And then nonfiction in the morning kind of gets me like motivated and ready to go about the day. So that's kind of what I do while I'm waiting for the sauna to heat up and maybe pick up the house a little bit. And then once I'll hop in the sauna, I'll kind of like skim my inbox in there while I'm on my phone, respond to any texts that I haven't responded to yet. And then sometimes just kind of sit and be still for a little while. So ideally I've done all that, and then I'll get out right around the time the rest of my family starts waking up and just
do okay. One more question. I'm just going to totally pry in. So about how long do you spend in the sauna?
30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, sounds good. Keep going.
So then, right around the time I get out is when my family would start waking up, and I'll just kind of hang out with the kids for a bit, get breakfast going for them, and kind of start getting myself put together, ready for the day. And then our sitter arrives usually at between 8 and 8:30, and there's a little bit of overlap where her and I are both kind of there doing different tasks. Maybe I'm getting my older daughter ready for school, and she's in a homeschool pod. And then maybe like our youngest is still eating breakfast or something. So I like having kind of a little bit of overlap, just so it's not as abrupt of she gets here and then I'm out the door.
And how many kids do you have?
I have two.
Okay.
Yeah, I have two girls.
Okay.
One's almost three and one is 5 and a half.
Okay.
Yeah. And then usually I'll head into the office like around 9, but sometimes I'll head over to a coffee shop and work from a coffee shop. Sometimes I'll work from home for a while. So it just kind of depends. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I'll come back home and do lunch with my kids. And then I'm usually done with the day by 4 or so. And then it's just like more family time, and just always goes by super fast. Like from when I get home and then when we have dinner, and then like starting, if we go out to the store or Target or anything like that, and then like bedtime. And I feel like it just goes by in such a flash. And then kids go to bed, my husband and I hang out a bit. And then I always in the day, reading, like I mentioned, I like to read fiction, and just kind of like helps me, drift off and not stress about, it takes me like out of my, go mode, and just like, helps me drift off into sleep. So, I put on my red light glasses, to block blue light like an hour or so before bed, and just read and drink my magnesium, magnesium water, and then usually go to sleep like around 9:30, between like 9:30 and 10:30 usually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like like my dream day. I love that. That had some really fun little nuggets of things in it. So thank you.
Oh, and going outside. Going outside is like my new thing that I'm really trying to be intentional about. So getting like a walk in with my kids in the morning or once I get home.
Nice.
Has been a big priority for me lately.
Well, and in California, that's not such a bad proposition.
Yeah,
here right now, it's not so fun. I'm in Eastern Washington and we're just covered in ice everywhere. Oh, so so even just walking across the street right now, I'm like, all right, am I going to make it or am I going to wipe out?
Totally. Oh man, I feel you. Yeah. I can't say I'm dealing with the same struggles here. It's going to be like 70.
Oh,
my husband's just looking at the forecast. I think it's like 74, 76.
Oh my word.
Oh no. I'm looking at it now. It's 78 tomorrow and 79 on Wednesday. A little bit different than your weather.
Yeah. It was like 19 degrees this morning when I was getting my kids. My so yeah.
So cold. Wow.
Yeah. Not so fun. Wow. Okay. Now you listed off a ton of things in your day. So I don't know if you even have a different one from what you were saying, but is there some little way that you live well anyway, that you add a little bit of pleasure to your day that just kind of helps you in the midst of life's chaos?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe I'll try to think of something that I didn't list. I think having like a morning beverage is really grounding for me. And I go back and forth on what that is. Sometimes it's hot bulletproof coffee. Sometimes it's cold brew. Sometimes it's matcha. But just having something that I can like sip on and savor, usually I make it like right before I leave for work. And so I'm kind of sipping on something as I'm driving either to work or wherever I'm working on stuff that day.
Nice.
That's always a big part of the day for me.
Yeah, I love that. Okay. Are you ready for my stock questions?
Yeah. I'm excited.
Okay. Some of these I think are going to be really obvious, but we shall see. Okay. Candles or essential oil diffuser?
Essential oil diffuser.
Shocker. Okay. Cloth napkins or paper?
Ooh. I'm not proud of this, but I'm going to say paper.
Okay. Thank you for being honest. I love it. Okay. City or country?
Country.
All right. Paper or digital?
Paper.
Shopping. Would you rather do it online or in the store?
Okay. I would rather do it in the store, but since I not buy a lot of the stores I shop at, I default to online shopping.
Okay.
If it was accessible, I would choose in the store.
Okay. So it's whatever time you're making dinner and you need a mental break. Would you typically listen to a podcast or music?
Music, because my kids would be around and they would distract me too much to listen to a podcast.
Okay. And what would be the music that you would listen to?
It would be like, I'm old school. I still listen to Pandora. So it would be like my Lauren Daigle station on Pandora.
Okay. And chocolate, milk or dark?
1,000% dark.
Yes, that was another one. If you had said milk, I was going to have some serious misgivings about this whole thing. Okay, sports or no sports?
Playing, yes. Watching, no.
Okay. Live broadcasting, like doing stories or that kind of thing, would you rather broadcast or watch?
Broadcast.
Okay. What is your favorite movie?
Oh my gosh, I'm so not a movie person. And all I've watched for like the last 5 years are kids' movies, literally. Oh. Okay, but I'll just say like, I love Christmas movies. So maybe like Love Actually or The Holiday or...
Oh, I'm so glad you said The Holiday. It's my favorite.
Okay, good. Yeah,
I love Christmas. I will take that all day long. And since you said movies aren't really your thing, but you are doing a lot of reading, what has been one of your favorite fiction books that you've read lately?
I absolutely love anything and everything from Francine Rivers.
I knew that's who you were going to say.
No way.
I was like, she's going to say Francine Rivers. I just know it.
That's so funny. Oh my God. Okay, then the most recent one I read from her was, it's like a three-part series called, two-part, A Mother's Hope and a Daughter's Dream.
Okay. I found those to be painful.
Really?
Oh my, well, I mean, they're amazingly written, but they're so sad. I was
They are sad. Yeah, they're not like uplifting.
No, I needed it to end on a better note. It's like, yeah. I just devoted like thousands of hours, it felt like, of my life to reading these books.
Totally. Yeah, they're long ones. Yeah. You're right about
that. Yeah. But I mean, of course, beautifully written and well, like orchestrated the way that she does, but it was just like, oh, punch in the gut.
So meaningful, just like as a mom and just understanding like some of those dynamics between mothers and daughters and like mistakes not to make and stuff. Like
yeah.
That.
She does a good job of showing things generationally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Final question. If you were to put yourself on the crunchy spectrum where 0 is totally not crunchy and 10 is like singing Kumbaya by the fire with your legs unshaven and dreadlocks in your hair, where are you on the spectrum?
I love this question. I would say maybe like a 7.5 or an 8. If I'm comparing myself to
like normal people,
standard American woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, but like I said, I use paper napkins. I'm not.
Yes. That's like, true.
Totally.
100%. That's true. You're not quite singing Kumbaya by the fire.
Not quite.
You've got a little bit of room.
A little bit.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today. It was so fun to get more of an inside look at your company and get to hear about your day. I think that was my favorite part. I'm like, oh, she's doing all the things that I want. But that was super fun. So thank you so much for coming on today.
Oh, thanks, Mackenzie. I loved chatting with you. I like forgot we were on a podcast at certain points.
Oh, good.
Fun combo. Thanks for having me.
That's my goal. All right. Well, we will talk again soon.
Sounds good.
Bye. All right, ladies, that's it for this week's episode. As always, you can find the show notes at mackenziekoppa.com and just click on podcast. You can find all the show notes to all of our episodes there, but you can also access the show notes by just swiping up in whatever app you are listening to the podcast on. And if you are interested in buying any of the Primally Pure products that we talked about today, I have just recently become an affiliate with them because I really like a lot of the things that they have to offer. And if you go to primallypure.com/livewellanyway, you can get 10% off. All right, ladies, before we go, I also want to make a quick mention that I actually started blogging again last week. Look at me go in 2022. I did a blog post about my favorite books from 2021, and I'm going to keep on this train. I'm going to keep putting stuff out there, so make sure that you are checking back to mackenziekoppa.com all the time. And I'm also letting you know every week what is going out on the Live Well Anyway platform if you are subscribed to my newsletter. So I do a really quick snippet right at the top of the newsletter that talks about what the blog post was, what the podcast was, any lives that I did on Instagram, things that we've got going on in Patreon. It's all listed just in shorthand right there at the top of the newsletter. And then we get into some nitty gritty stuff or some fun stuff or some life stuff. It's writing that I only do just for the subscribers of the newsletter. Well, anyway. So you can find that by going to mackenziekoppa.substack.com and signing up there. You can also go right to my website, again, mackenziekoppa.com, and we've got links there for you for everything. All right, that is it for this week, ladies. But next week, Katie and I are actually going to be back, and we are going to be talking about how we have already revised our words for the year and how things have already taken some unexpected changes in 2022. And I think it's actually going to be a really fun episode. We're going to talk about some more favorite things, some things we have discovered just in the last couple of weeks. So it's always a good time when I get to hang out with Katie, and we would love to have you back to listen to us next Wednesday. All right. But until then, ladies, go be bold and gracious.